the opportunity to improve and have film as an individual and even as a unit, what it has these two games brought for you guys in terms of just a base from which to build?
I think it's brought in everything. You know, preseason we've made a lot of mistakes. We've had a lot of good things going as well, and that's what the preseason is for. It's kind of for you to put it out there live and get a chance to really critique what you've learned over the past of OTAs and training camp. So there's a lot of things that we can still fix and a lot of things that we want to get sharper so that when we go into week one, we're pretty perfect on it.
Are there any takeaways, individually or otherwise, on that first touchdown?
Eyes. Eye violation. And that's, you know, that's very key in this game is, you know, you got to do your job. You have 10 other players on the field with you that are all supposed to do a certain job. And as for me, I was supposed to do a certain job on that play, and I felt like I let my teammates down on that particular play. And it showed, you know. And so the critical mistakes like that, those are the things that we got to work on, and that's something that we've been hitting on this week and throughout all corrections of making sure that our eyes are in the right place so that the next time we go out there, we'll continue to get that same play, and they'll continue to challenge us within our eyes and ability to play that coverage.
Was it the misdirection that caught your eye?
A lot of the little misdirection, but that's what offenses do. You know, that's what they're supposed to do. Misdirection gets your eyes in the wrong place, and you look up, and it's a touchdown. And going into the season, those are the things that we cannot have happen.
Better have it happen in August.
Better have it happen, not at all. But, you know, now that it happened, it's something that we can fix.
What were some of the points of emphasis for the defense and the secondary in particular coming into training camp this year? And do you feel like you're making progress on those points?
Yeah, some of the big points was just, you know, we have a lot of new faces. And the biggest point is just the cohesiveness of us being able to play together. And, like I continue to stress, all of us on the same page on when we're going out there. When you switch up positions and you add a couple of new pieces and new defenses or coverages, anything that you do add, you want to make sure that everyone's thinking the same way and that everyone's on the same page. So that's what we continue to stress, and we've did it throughout training camp. And in the midst of this preseason, we've had a couple chances to do it, and we've had a couple chances to improve.
Obviously, the schemes in preseason are a lot different than the schemes that are going to go on the regular season, both on offense and defense. But in the quick passing game, those slants over the middle, it seemed like they ran every single play on Saturday. You had a little bit of struggle against that rookie. Is that something that, you know, when you guys get into the regular season schemes, you think can be mitigated, or is that something that you just weren't on that night? What do you attribute it to?
I think it was my eyes and my leverage. And every defense that we call, we have a specific leverage that us as defensive back are supposed to play so that we could take some of those things away. And your eyes are critical, you know, making sure that my eyes are through the break. Those are the things that, you know, receivers live on, you know, giving you a couple of moves here and breaking, stretching your leverage and cutting inside, or stretching your leverage inside and cutting outside. Those are all fundamentals of leverage and eyes. And, you know, those are the things that our coaches continue to stress. And one of the big things of my performance last game was poor, very poor as far as my eyes and leverage. And so now coaches are really stressing that, and not that they should have to, because it's something that we're supposed to do. But in that particular game and situation, I was very poor with that.
How do you feel you responded to that challenge this week?
Good. I've been getting some extra work with some of the receivers out here and just going over some of the route concepts that I got that night and getting the formation and feel for what I should do better. There's a lot of things that I could do better. One, getting my hands on the receiver, because I'm going to continue to see stacks and bunches to allow me not to have the advantage of getting my hands on receivers. And so we'll see a variance of teams do the same thing so that they can get that receiver in space.
Do you attribute any of the struggles to the fact that you were moving inside and outside and that you just hadn't gotten consistent reps on the inside like you did last year?
No, you know, I've been playing inside and outside most of the season, most of the years that I've been here. So at this point, you know, going into year four, that's something that I should have had packed down, you know.
You go to Crabtree practice. Is he getting better with age, you think, or what's
I think Crab hasn't lost a step, man. He comes out here, he puts in a lot of work. Him, Coop, and the other guys that we have as well, they put in a lot of work together. And their bond with DC is pretty efficient. So they continue to come out here and perfect every little thing. And sometimes it's not even the biggest things. It's the smallest things that make the biggest differences with them on the field. And so for Crabb, I think he hasn't lost a step at all.
What are his hands ranking in terms of receivers and everything?
Man, the guy has some great hands. And as far to me, I think he has the best hands in the league, you know. And that's just in the stance of what we see out in practice that you guys and some of the other players are not allowed to see. But even in game time, man, some of the grabs that he does is pretty remarkable.
Are there times you could have him totally blanketed and he's getting it anyway?
Oh, all the time. And that contributes just to the bond that him and DC has as well, you know. He could be covered to the max and DC will slip it in there where only he might be able to get it with one hand, or he might be able to get it with just a certain type of body position. And so that just goes to the strength of how much the bond that they've created together over the last couple of years has grown.
One more, guys.
Has Coach Pagano been a help to you? Does he work with guys individually?
All the time. You know, he continues to stress us to come in early, stay late, just to do the little things and go over, you know, some of the schemes that offenses like to do, some of the things that offensive coordinators like to do as well. And that's taking it to a bigger level because, you know, as a player, you kind of go through the surface of, you know, the receiver, formation, the quarterback, taking it to the offensive coordinators on what they like to attack and how they like to attack defenses has really been an extra point that he's given us to look at film at. Comfortable, very comfortable in what he's doing and his ability. And once you get past the game speed and understanding the situations of football, because I think from year one, you don't realize how many different situations that you stress about and how many different situations you're put into in the game. And so now I think year two, he's really gotten a chance to adjust, adapt, and now he's out there playing fast, physical. He's a very smart kid, and that's what we need on the defensive side.
Last